You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Make it 12:37 in St. Louis. Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. We played this song for a special reason. Usually it's Johnny Cash for our guest, but last week when we had him on, he was singing November Rain, so we decided to play it for you, Kenny. Did you enjoy that?
I loved it. Oh, my God. In the cold November rain. Oh, he's got that voice, right? I just love it. Yes. So awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, Charlie, I'm excited because I filled out my paperwork yesterday for the Cardinals Fantasy Camp, you know, in Jupiter.
Nice.
At the end of January. Now, listen to this. They wanted to know my walk-up song. So I chose Nelly from the Country Grammar CD, Batter Up. Batter Up. I'm the first to swing. Home run. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I like that. No, that's awesome. I have a lot of friends that have went to the fantasy camp, and I played in some kind of men's league baseball. I'm wondering, when's the last time, I'm sure you've thrown out some ceremonial first pitches. When's the last time you saw some live pitching and took some swings?
Wow, what a great question. I'm excited to tell you. It was Richmond, Virginia, about 2 months ago. We were there for a NASCAR race. I was, you know, working on TV. And my buddy and your buddy, Steve Klein, our long time ago lefty with the Cardinals, he was at the racetrack for a fundraiser. And he said, Herm, come on down to the home of the Squirtles. You know, they're an affiliate with the San Francisco Giants. And Klein is still, you know, a pitcher, or, you know, pitching coach. So I went down there, and man, they have some talent there. They pulled the batting cages out for me, and I mean, I did the whole deal. And I played second base, and you know, I mean, nothing in real, but they all took an interest in me and taught me some techniques, you know, about batting, and also, you know, about throwing, you know, from second to first. And but yeah, I'm getting ready to leave in a little bit, and go meet a friend and start preparing and working out and, you know, taking some swings and things like that.
That will be fun. That'll be awesome at Fantasy Camp. Let's talk some NASCAR over the weekend. Are you kind of always sad each year when the NASCAR season ends? But then again, I feel like NASCAR has the shortest off season as well. It seems like, boom, new year, all of a sudden Daytona's right around the corner. But Martin Truex Jr. winning the championship this year.
Well, a lot of things. Right now, I'm thrilled that the year is over. Mark Martin once said this, and I agree with Mark Martin. I love racing, but not every single weekend. You know, it's a long season, like you said. I'm going to get in my truck here. It's a long season. It's a deal where we race 39 races out of a 52-week year, and you know, you take off Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and boom, you know, we're right back at it. I mean, we're as bad as hockey. I mean, we start going again early February for the Daytona 500. So I'm thrilled it's over. As far as the championship, Martin Truex, this is one of these deals in sports that is very rare, where you predict the champion 5 months ago, and he really does win it. And that's what happened. He was the favorite going in, and his race was a little edgy for him. He wasn't the clear favorite in the race. But a late race caution flag, they threw the caution for a wreck. He won the race off pit road. His pit team, you know, did a really good job, and he held off a charging Kyle Busch. So it was exciting. It did live up to all the hype.
With Truex winning, Kenny, I'm wondering where the talk is in NASCAR, though. Even with Truex winning the championship, the season being over at this point, but Earnhardt Jr. leaving, Matt Kenseth. We heard the news on Danica Patrick. In recent years, Jeff Gordon, Carl Edwards. Is there more talk about who's winning or who's leaving the sport right now?
Man, you bring up a good point. On Friday in Miami Homestead at the racetrack and Saturday, it was like whiplash. The media room was going insane. I don't remember a time like this in NASCAR history. We were talking about this exact subject last night on our radio show, Sirius XM Channel 90, The Late Shift. Media members agreed. You know, like you said, all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, this is the last weekend for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Then boom, then, you know, Danica Patrick. If Danica Patrick would have announced what she announced, that next year she's going to run two races and her career is going to be over, if she would have announced that any other week, it would have been worlds of news, not just United States news, but there was, you know, just, it was off the charts. Matt Kenseth, like you said, it was a huge news week. It seemed like everybody really enjoyed the weekend, though. It had everything. It had news stories out the wazoo, a great race every night. We determined a champion on Friday night for the truck series. We determined the Xfinity champion on Saturday night, and then a hell of a race to a sold-out crowd and big ratings for NBC. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen moving forward. I compare this to the great Albert Pujols when he left us. We got over it. We moved on. It stung for a while. And one more thing. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is not leaving. He's still going to work for NBC, and he'll be at the racetrack every weekend. But it will be different.
We're talking with Kenny Wallace. Martin Truex Jr., a guy, I think, you know, even if you're not a hardcore race fan, you've heard of him for a while, been around for a while. I was looking up that he was the Busch Series champ in 04 and 05. Is it rare for a guy like that who's been in the game for a decade plus, he's 37 years old, but now to get his first championship so far along in his career?
Yes, very, very rare. Now, it's been done, but back in the 80s, I think Bobby Allison won his first championship well into his 40s. I always joked that Martin Truex is a 37-year-old overnight success. he's a really good driver, but, you know, as the late, great Dale Sr. reminded me, when you get a good horse, ride it. You know, slow horses do not win horse races. You know, a jockey can only beat that horse's ass so much. And that's the same thing with racing. No matter how good a race car driver is, you have to be with a good team. You know, it's like the Cardinals right now. Everybody wants Giancarlo. Well, you know, he's still got a .260 batting average, and his team didn't do any good. But you put Giancarlo maybe with a good team, then he's going to win. And that's the same thing with Martin Truex. Good driver, didn't have a very good horse to ride, finally found one, and he's had success.
So, Kenny, how closely are you following the Cardinals offseason? I'm sure you are on social media and all that. It's one of the more enjoyable, or will be, I think, offseason. Since 2011, you obviously had Albert Pujols leave and Tony La Russa retires. The Cardinals had just won the World Series. But this offseason, I think the Cardinals are probably going to make 2, 3, maybe 4 moves when you talk about trades and free agent pickups. I think this team's going to look a lot different. So it's fun to kind of monitor it on a daily basis, even if you don't always know what you're reading, you know, how much truth there is to it.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Charlie, here's my opinion on it. When we lost Albert Pujols, we lost him because the Anaheim Angels just got that $1 billion contract with Fox Sports. And now we are doing the same thing. Now we are getting that same type of contract. So the Cardinals, for the first time in ages, who would ever thought in the Midwest we would say we have money? The Cardinals have money right now. I mean, and we're so successful with Fox Sports Midwest, you know, and of course our stadium, you know, year after year, you know, over 3 million. We're loyal people. So for the first time, we don't have to hear, oh, we don't have no money and we got to, you know, get players within our own farm system. And we are going to continue to get players within our own farm system because that's the way the Cardinals do it. But damn it, just for once, you'd like to buy somebody that is really good, and now is our opportunity.
So it sounds like you're saying, Kenny, that you want the Cardinals to not be Missouri frugal.
Well, listen, I am and you are. We are all Missouri frugal. But when your wife starts, you know, bouncing up and down, she wants a diamond ring. Every once in a while, you got to make the wife happy. So, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Happy wife.
Yes. Yeah, and the other thing, you know, we always don't have to drive 15 hours. Every once in a while, we can treat ourselves and fly commercially. Us Missourians, even though we're very cheap and none of us have any money, we do treat ourselves every once in a while. So I'm just saying, this is once in our life, our Cardinals should treat ourselves, but invest wisely. I hope, you know, if we do get Giancarlo, I hope he doesn't come here and bat 260. I hope he picks it up a little bit.
And, Kenny, how are you going to treat yourself on Thursday? What's a Thanksgiving at the Wallaces like now? But also, back in the day, Wallace boys fighting for the wishbone, you and Rusty, what, punching each other at the dinner table? What was it like?
Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed to say this, but we are deviled eggs freaks. We love deviled eggs. I mean, we will be farting all night long, man. That's the way it's going to be. So, right?
So, I hear you.
The food gets laid out, and my wife will go, do not be getting into that turkey. We are not ready yet. But I will eat about 6 deviled eggs before, you know, it's ready to go. I love them deviled eggs. I can eat them. I got to stop myself.
Kenny, appreciate the time. As always, sir, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Hey, it's okay to laugh.
I like it. Good luck with the flatulence.
All right, see y'all later.
Thanks a lot. That's Kenny Wallace. Tuesdays with Kenny here on the Midday Grind. I want to tell you about the title sponsor of the morning show, of course, Ryan Kelly, the homeloanexpert.com. Almost 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck and have less than $1,000 in their bank account. The Home Loan Expert team can help you save a few $100s a month and skip a few months of mortgage payments. Let them help you stop living paycheck to paycheck. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Got a good text. We got to go back and read this. We were talking about Michael Porter Jr. We haven't done this in a while, Gardy.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, Charlie and Chris, so you're telling me that University of Missouri is a journalism school, which is like communications as well.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't the communications department communicate to the student body and the alumni about Michael Porter Jr.? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Regards and happy Thanksgiving, soon to be head coach again, Spags. A lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
A lot of truth to that in many ways that we could see before this season is over, even though they had the win over the weekend. The Giants, this team that is horrible all year. But Spags could be a head coach again.
Well, here's the deal. If Spags were in the position that Konzo Martin is in, he would have a luxury that Konzo doesn't, because Spags would be able to just ask Reggie. The Bo Weevil of Bevo Mill did not mention Reggie in that.
That's
text.
A good point.
Spags just goes, Reggie, what's the injury? And Reggie has the details right away.
Probably because Reggie now, you know, he went along with the Rams, and it's just not the same. Ever since those two have been apart, it's just been a whole different relationship. We got the grinder coming up in 1 second. Also got to tell you about the 590 The Fan Smart Pack. What it is, $20. This is a great deal for the holiday season. You will get 20 offers for $20, and we're talking deals at the Post, Hot Shots, Dirty Dogs, Maggie O's, Joe Bacardi's, Friendly's, Mike Duffy's, Stacked Burgers, Amigos Cantina, Club Taco, and buy one, get one races at Pole Position Raceway Karting Track. So we're talking over $200 worth of value for $20. What you do, you go to InsideSTL.com, you see the 590 The Fan Smart Pack banner, click there. Your email to receipt, this is all through your smartphone, no paper, and everybody who purchases a 590 The Fan Smart Pack will automatically be entered into a drawing for 2 Blues tickets. It's the 590 The Fan Smart Pack, $20, great for the holidays, over $200 in value, 100% digital. It runs on InsideSTL.com through this Sunday, November 26th. Time to grind?
Yep.
Let's do it.
You get too careful. Your whole life can become a Falcon grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
So, heard Kenny there during our Tuesdays with Kenny segment mention that a jockey can only smack a horse's ass so many times, right? A
lot of great quotes there. Yeah. That one, and also, we'll be farting all night. Is that what it was?
Yeah, please something go along back those and listen lines? To that one. And he was even singing November Rain again.
Love Kenny. He is an instant offense.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to talk to Kenny every Tuesday. But he brought that up, and it reminded me that I was looking at some stuff over the weekend. I know this is a long ways away, that being May and the Kentucky Derby. But there were some early odds out on some horses, like about roughly 30 horses. So I started doing some early research on the Kentucky Derby. First started, of course, since I'm sitting around some folks at my local watering hole, I'm looking at the names of the horses. One sticks out, named St. Patrick's Day. Come to find out, it's a Bob Baffert horse. And also, it's the full brother of American Feral, the Triple Crown winner.
Isn't it always a Bob Baffert horse? There's only like two trainers, Baffert, right? Bob Baffert and is it Dwayne Lucas?
Dwayne Lucas doesn't have as many as he used to. Still a very good dresser.
Don't say dresser.
He is. He wears nice suits. Baffert probably
dresser. I thought that was like a term for jargon within the horse racing training industry. I guess
he dresses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. All those guys, Kentucky Derby. They're wearing nice threads.
Yes. But it got me thinking. We need to get a racehorse here on the Midday Grind. We need one that can win the Derby. So we get a horse, and we name it.
They're pretty inexpensive, right?
Oh, yeah. Not expensive.
We can just probably go to Grant's Farm?
Yeah.
But, get one that can compete?
I don't know if we can get a Clydesdale, though, to compete in the Derby. I don't think a Clydesdale's ever won the Kentucky Derby. I can almost guarantee that, but I'd have to research just to make sure.
We'll check.
All right. Horse name. The TMG horse that wins the Kentucky Derby. Ready?
Let me think. The name for the horse for this show.
Yeah.
Thought Shower.
Nope. But that's a good one.
Let me think.
That's going to be second now.
Could it be the name of my fantasy football team, Spags and Reggie?
No, but that's not bad either.
How about... Oh, I think I know it.
What?
I was going to say McCarverpedia. Is that something to do with Tim McCarver?
No, but I... Actually, yours are all better than mine.
No, I was going to say, what's the one person that we always talk about? The Maurice Chevalier. That's who I was thinking.
Okay, well, that'd be good too. Those are all better than Pony La Russa.
That's pretty good though.
But I think I like Thought Shower more than anything, though.
I think Thought Shower, if you were to say just one phrase that encompasses so far this show, we've been going for what, 10 months or so? I feel like Thought Shower is the thing we say the most.
Yes. So, okay, that would be the horse name. I just thought Pony La Russa would be a good horse name.
Also good.
Okay. Something I learned over the weekend, and it's because of you. Girlfriend's got a new car, so she's got the whole satellite radio deal for a year or whatnot. So I'm always listening to satellite radio now. So I like, you know, Charlie likes his electronic music.
First of all, that's overblown. I went to a couple EDC concerts back in the day.
What
I do enjoy
EDC mean?
Electronic Daisy Carnival. It's the big show at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Okay. I think it's in June or May. And we went a couple times. Couple years back, and I do like listening to that type of music when I'm working out.
Right.
And it's good. I think it's really good for radio rejoins because it provides energy kind of building into the segment.
I'm not critiquing or judging in any way. You like that Avicii? Okay. So I was like, well, let me find one of those channels that plays that type of music, you know, on the radio here. So I'm flipping through trying to find them. I found about three. So I'm listening. And I'm listening to one, and then I look at the screen, the digital screen, where it tells you, like, the artist. It gives you, like, the Twitter handle now. That's what everyone does. So it's the Twitter handle. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And it says, @ Ronnie Cicely. Do you remember Ronnie Cicely, the basketball
Miami
player?
Miami Heat?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Played at Syracuse in the late 80s.
Didn't he marry a really beautiful Sports Illustrated cover model?
I could see that.
I'm pretty sure he did.
He's an exotic guy, a swarthy guy. So I could see that definitely happen. But what I didn't realize is that he now is apparently a DJ.
Interesting.
So I'm thinking maybe we're going to have to include Ronnie Cicely in some of our return music from now on here on the show.
It'd also be fun to get him on the show.
I think we kind of have to now, don't we?
Ronnie Cycli as a DJ. That's kind of a cool...
How do you make that transition from basketball to DJ?
Everybody's DJing now, it seems like. I didn't know that Paris Hilton was a pretty successful DJ that just travels around the country and the world and DJs. And Hulk Hogan's kid. I don't know if he still is, but was a DJ. The one that didn't he get in a car accident and...
killed someone.
Yes. I believe he is a DJ or
He's
was.
He's a DJ?
Uh-huh.
What does it take these days? Is it a computer or is it more than that?
Well, I think... I mean, you know, we kind of joke about it, but you are in a way in the modern day. Like the same way you give props to a producer like Timberland or Dr. Dre producing rap.
Yeah.
I mean, in the same way, I think the DJs, the EDM guys, the Avicii's, they're kind of... They're putting the music together. They're having the ideas and the concepts. Like Avicii, for example... He has all kinds of musicians. I mean, he has a whole album that has a country feel. That's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like the typical like da 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 that you think about, you know, house music and everybody's on ecstasy and all that.
So there's a variety within that genre.
Also, Elsa Benitez is a woman I was thinking of. She was
she a cover girl?
Yes, Elsa Benitez.
Orange swimming suit.
I'm pretty sure you're right on that. He married her and was married from 1999 to 2005. Ronnie Cycli is 6'10". He has a new wife named Martha Grafe now, in case you're wondering.
That doesn't sound as exotic as Elsa Benitez.
Trying to look her
Elsa
up
Elsa to Martha?
Yeah, very, very attractive woman, though, this Martha.
Really?
Okay. Another model. Shocking.
Well,
good. She's Brazilian.
Good. My God, Ronnie Cycli. Really he's, got it going on.
He's American and Lebanese.
Yes, I knew he was Lebanese. That's just because I was looking into him after. I'm like, I saw his name pop up there. I'm like, this can't. Is this seriously the same guy that played in the NBA?
Elsa Benitez, a Mexican model, 5'10". And again, they were married for 6 years.
One final thing on the grinder.
Have a child named Mila.
Ooh.
Thompson says he looks curious, but still quickly walks underneath.
I usually observe if the piping and stuff is new or... Sometimes, you know, something looks like it's been there a while. I kind of try to avoid that.
What you heard right there was NBAer Klay Thompson in New York City randomly appearing as a man on the street interview for Fox 5 in New York City when they're talking about the dangers of scaffolding in the city. Just he becomes a man on the street interview somehow. They do designate him as an NBA player when they do the interview with him and they... Is it the Cryon? What do you call
Chiron,
it?
Chiron. Super. The graphic. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, how does Klay Thompson end up as a man on the street interview in New York City for scaffolding? So I just find it interesting that he becomes that guy. And now you just go to Klay and you ask him any question you want now. But it also got me thinking, what I really want to see now is Vladimir Tarasenko on local Dallas news discussing potholes in the city.
That would be fun. There's also a great clip if you want to check it out. Chris Long was a man on the street at a convenience mart talking about lottery tickets, and he's dressed in a very funny manner in Virginia. You should check that out.
Looks like he's undercover.
We got to go. I want to tell you about Miller Furniture, one of my favorite spots. The home of quality American-made furniture on both sides of the river is Miller Furniture, located in Belleville, Illinois, since 1927 and now open in Lake St. Louis. Both stores are offering huge Black Friday discounts now through November 28th. Save 50% off list price on all FlexSteel power reclining furniture, including the brand new sofas and recliners with power adjustable headrests and power lumbar support. Those are awesome, let me tell you. Plus 50% off all Amish-made furniture. Mention this spot, and you'll receive a free breakfast available at both stores on Black Friday, 8:30 in the morning to 11 a.m. at Miller Furniture. Also, check them out on the web at millerfurniture.com. We got our nursery furniture from Miller. A beautiful crib and a dresser and a changing table. Miller Furniture does a great job. Got to shut it down. We got the hard line coming up next. Cam, TJ, John Hadley, Eric Messersmith. They're at Maggie O'Brien's, correct? Go down there for some specials and have some food and drink with them. And we'll talk with you tomorrow. This has been the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Congratulations.